Maseches Brachos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Mayer and Shulamith May and family of Los Angeles, California.
This shiur has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mayer Kutov, Le'iloi Nishmas, Rabbi Yisrael Leib ben Mordechai, Zichroinu Levracha. The following shiur has been presented by Rav Zev Lef, Rav of Moshav Matasyahu in Eretz Yisrael, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah, the beginning of the eighth parak of Brachos, Daf Nun Aleph, Amud Beis, says, V'ad Mosayim Levarech, until when can you bench from after the time that you ate? Ad Kedei She'isakil HaMazon Shebameyav, until the food is digested. The Gemara, Amud Gimel Amud Beis, there is a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether that shear is calls man she'en alroiv, Rabbi Yochanan says, as long as you're not hungry again. Or Reish Lakish says, calls man she'tzomei machmas achiloso, as long as you are still thirsty because of what you ate before. In the end, the Gemara says that Reish Lakish says there's a difference between if you ate a lot or only ate a minimum. But if you ate a lot, then the shear is dalid milin, 72 minutes. And if you ate a little bit, then it depends really until actually you are thirsty, still thirsty from your eating. That is how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns just the opposite. If you ate a little bit, then the amount of time is 72 minutes. If you ate a lot, then it really depends on when you would be not thirsty anymore from what you ate before. The Rambam in Perek Beis from Hilchos Brachos Halacha Yud Gimel paskens like Rabbi Yochanan that the amount of time is when the food will be digested. And doesn't make a difference between eating a lot or eating a little, and he doesn't mention the time limit of 72 minutes at all. Similarly, the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Hei also says, as long as you're not hungry again, you can still bench, but if you are hungry again, even if the food has not digested completely, you don't bench anymore. And the same thing goes for fruit or wine, right? When you are hungry or thirsty, again, for that, according to the Bach, for anything, any even different fruit or a different wine, a different drink, you can't bench anymore, Baruch Achrona. And the Taz holds that you have to be hungry or thirsty for that thing that you ate. Even if you're hungry or thirsty for other things, but you're not hungry or thirsty for that thing that you ate, you can still say a bracha achrona. And the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura both paskin like the Bach, that if you are hungry for anything, even not the specific thing that you ate already, you no longer can say a bracha achrona. The Magen Avraham says that the difference between Achila Meruba and Achila Mu'etes and the amount of time of 72 minutes was only said in Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan does not hold of those differences. That's why the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam didn't mention those differences. However, the Meiri wrote that in Rabbi Yochanan also, Rabbi Yochanan agrees there's a difference between a lot of, or eating a lot, or eating a little bit, and that there is significance to the shear of 72 minutes. However, he learns like Rashi that small amount of food, the amount of time is even less than 72 minutes, and for a large meal, the greatest amount of time to be considered equal digestion is 72 minutes. The Avogram, similar to the Meiri, also learns that in Rabbi Yochanan also. There's a difference between eating a lot or eating a little bit, and the amount of time of 72 minutes is significant. However, he learns like Tosfos that a small amount of eating, you have 72 minutes in which to bench. And for a large amount of eating, it depends until when you're actually hungry again to eat. The Elie Rabba explains that since Rav Yochanan does not argue on Reish Lakish specifically in this matter of eating a little or eating a lot or the 72 minutes, that probably Rav Yochanan agrees to Reish Lakish that those items are significant. Although the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch does not argue on the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch that it totally depends on when you're hungry again, and does not make a distinction between eating a lot or eating a little or the amount of 72 minutes. However, the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe says, like the Avudra, that a small amount of eating, you have 72 minutes, and a larger amount until you're actually hungry again. And the Teres Yisrael and the Taz, both Paschim like the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe. The Mogen Avraham adds another dimension. He says that 72 minutes signifies the beginning of digestion. However, the end of digestion is 6 hours, and no matter how much you ate, after 6 hours already, you can't bench anymore. So if you have a meal that drags on, if you eat and drink, even things that do not require benching, in between, that extends the time, and until the meal is over, the eating part of the meal is over, you can still bench, even if it's more than 6 hours from the last time you ate bread. There is a difference of opinion that the Shevet HaLevi brings down, that whether this idea is because it's all one meal, and therefore the digestion isn't finished as long as you are involved in that meal, or that as long as you extend the fact that you're not hungry, extends the time for benching. The difference is, what happens if it's not in a meal? You ate mizonos, and you continue eating and drinking things that are just a shahako, way past the time of normal digestion, either for a smaller eating for 72 minutes or for 6 hours, but you've nibbled and eaten in between, according to the opinion that it depends on all being one meal, you would not be able to say a bracha achrona. And according to the opinion that as long as you've extended, you're not feeling hungry, you can still say a bracha achrona. You can still say a bracha achrona. Another difference would be the Mishnah Berura says that if you're eating a meal and you totally take your mind off the meal, you've in your mind finished the meal, and then you continue eating other things that would not require benching, then if the 6 hours pass, you either have to eat another kezias and then bench, or not bench. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to hold that it has to be all considered part of one meal in order to extend this time limit. Rav Sternbach says that which you can extend it by eating or drinking. Drinking means drinking something that nourishes you, not just water or similar things. The Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Eliyashiv, and Rav Nissen Karelitz all say that l'chatchila, you shouldn't wait more than 72 minutes between the end of your eating and benching in any situation. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds that if you intend to continue eating, even if you wait more than 72 minutes between the last thing that you ate and the end of the meal, you can still bench. The Ksos HaShulchan says that based on this idea of not waiting from a small eating more than 72 minutes in big meals where there's a lot of speeches, and it could last more than 6 hours between the time you finish eating and the benching. That's why the minig is to leave the speeches to the end, so a person can eat to his full and have a achila maruba, a large amount of eating, where the time is extended more than 72 minutes. The Chazon Ish explains that we can understand this halacha, that one can bench until he feels hungry again, in two ways. One is that benching goes on not only the initial eating, but the benching is on the entire time that a person feels full from what he ate. And therefore, as long as you still feel full, you can bench. It's a sheer in benching. Or, no, benching goes on the initial eating. However, as long as you are not hungry to eat again, it's not considered a hefsek, a break between your eating and your benching. And the Chazon Ish brings a proof that it has to be like the first way, because you see that the Shammai holds that you have to go back to the place that you ate to bench. Obviously, the benching is not on the continuation of being full, but on the initial eating. He also says that when they ate the man, it was immediately digested. And as yet, they benched on the man. Moshe Rabbeinu instituted the first bracha benching when they ate the man. So you see that it's not an idea that benching is a result of the food not being digested and you're still feeling full, but the benching goes on the eating as long as there's no hefsek, even if the food has digested. But there's no hefsek, there's no break, you can bench immediately just like they did by the man. A difference would be between these two ideas if a person waited the amount of time that the food digested, but he didn't take his mind off the food. He can't bench anymore. But now if he begins to eat again, does he have to make a new bracha or not? The Magen Avraham holds that he has to make a new bracha, because the idea of the food digesting creates a hefsek between the eating and the benching. Nanela, it also creates a hefsek between the eating and the next eating. Just make a new bracha. And others hold that you don't have to make a new bracha because the digestion only affects the fact that you can't bench, but it's not considered a hefsek between the original eating. And therefore, if you're going to continue eating now, you don't have to make a new bracha. If you started to bench before the time of digestion, in a small meal, before the 72 minutes, even though your benching is an extend after the 72 minutes, says the Chazon Ish, you can still bench. However, if you've only prepared to bench, but you didn't start, and by the time you started already the 72 minutes were up, you cannot bench. If you're not sure if the food has digested or not, or if it's been 72 minutes in a small meal or not, if you've eaten kedei svia, if you've eaten bread that you're full with, which is the benching is from the Torah, then from a doubt you have to bench. If you haven't eaten that amount and the benching is only rabbinic, then you, from doubt, do not bench.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.